Thanks for joining us today for Turnbuckle Trash. Today on The Trash, Zane and Dave go to see a new independent promotion called Devotion Championship Wrestling. Former Lucha Underground champion Martin Casals, a.k.a. Marty the Moth, will join us. You'll hear interviews with Action Braxton, and we'll hear from Tombstone Jesus. Chris Evans joins us, and we'll get to talk to him on Chris on the Mat. Throughout the show, you'll also be hearing some of Tombstone Jesus' music. He calls it Mountain Metal. We call it the Mountain Metal Minute. Be listening for that throughout the show on Turnbuckle Trash.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
After all, they're just wrestling, right?
Woo! We'll break your bones! We'll grind you into pudding! We'll turn your faces off!
It's time to take out the trash on Turnbuckle Trash. Pro wrestling from a fan's perspective.
Without further ado, allow me to present the newest sensation of the entertainment world,
Zane Peterson.
Well, he's doing really, really well blocking those punches with his face.
Dave Denton.
A mindless eating machine.
Ready, master control?
Ready, switch on.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
I'm taking the trash out.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, and of course, puppy dogs of all ages. Here we are, Turnbuckle Trash. I am the doctor. I am the man who is too sweet to be sour, also too cold to hold, too hot to handle, too fat to be where it's at. I am Dr. Dave Denton, and joining me today is Zane.
So are you a Democrat or something?
Why would you ask that?
Because it's like moms, dads, this, that.
Puppy dogs.
To hell with the children!
I should have said old people, too. How are you, man?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Doing great. Saturday night was fun.
Yeah. Oh, man. You better go. I'm so excited to even talk about this, dude.
Yeah. Last Saturday night, we met in Salt Lake City. Now, remember, I'm in northern Utah. Zane is in south central Utah. So we're on opposite ends of the state. And we met in Salt Lake City to go to Devotion Championship Wrestling. It was my first time being at one of their events. And, man, was it fun on Saturday night.
Oh, man, was it a blast, dude. Did you just have so much fun or what?
Oh, I was so hyped when I got back to the hotel room where my wife was. I was jumping up and down off the walls. I felt like a little kid. It took me forever to get to sleep.
You know what I think I love the most about those events? And it's not just this one. It's all the ones that we've been to. Is after everything is over, when, you know, probably 3/4 of the crowd disperses, and just everybody's kind of hanging out. They all come out from the back. They're just kind of hanging out by their merch booths. Just and you know, and all the people, all the stars. All the people helping out in the back, you know, I just love seeing that. I don't know why I love that so much. I could just stand in the corner and just kind of watch everybody kind of do their thing and mingle as they take down the chairs and as they kind of
talking to other fans,
yeah.
And other wrestlers, and just having a grand old time.
Yeah, and it's like, and then it's I love to see them kind of when they get out of character too, you know, because they're. Let's talk about the fellow that we both complimented him. He's the one that had it was a tall, skinny.
Oh yeah, that was Action Braxton.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that guy was so stinking good.
You know, we have a little interview with him, and I will tell everybody there's a lot of background noise in a couple of these interviews I did. So it is just a little bit difficult to understand sometimes.
Okay, let's start with the tracks. We are just after the show, Devotion, and we have a great new wrestler coming up from Las Vegas. Man, Action Braxton, you got this stuff, brother. You were out there. I was impressed.
Look, man, it's all about Action Braxton, the star of the show, the Hollywood devil, the power to the building. And every time I walk up in the building, I promise you, you're going to be watching a perfect brand of entertainment known as Lights, Camera, Braxton. And you got to see that today.
Actually, I was real close to the ring there. I saw you climbing up on the rope. Kind of missed that Braxton part of that.
Look. What matters is I picked up the 1, 2, 3. I picked up that W because that is what I show up to do. I show up to win, and that's what I did. Tell everyone where Action Braxton's from. Action Braxton is from Las Vegas, Nevada. I was trained in Future Stars of Wrestling by Kenny King and D'Lo Brown.
Oh, man. You're talking some big names there, Kenny King. I mean, he's been a champion everywhere. And then D'Lo, whoo, yeah.
Hey, the next big name coming up is Action Braxton.
I don't doubt it, man. Thank you so much, Action Braxton.
Very nice meeting you, Josh.
Nice talking to you.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Dude, that's so cool. Are you kidding me?
You could see the something that is there, that this young man, I wanted to call him a kid, but he's not a kid, he's a young man, has a talent, especially connecting with the audience. He was so good interacting with the crowd as a heel. I mean, I was impressed with him.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, he was pretty funny. He had the crowd just beside themselves.
Uh-huh.
That was great. It was great. But tell me what's on your – what do you think about Saturday night?
Well, you know, I think you and I at one point had made the comment to each other that you could tell the ones that were just getting started that – didn't have that the training and the moxie behind them to feel extremely comfortable inside the ring yet. But overall, it was just fun. We saw a great heel turn from a couple of guys that we've had on the podcast with us, with Tom Chad and Andrew Sowell, who have both moved on from UCW Zero. They were a tag team, ADHD, I think it was,
ADHD.
Yeah, ADHD. And there was a heel turn there, and man, did Andrew so well bring his A game that night, didn't he? He was so good.
So good.
Yeah.
So good.
And we saw a championship title change for the DCW title, Sifa Fatu. And tell everyone who Sifa Fatu.
Okay, so this Sifa Fatu, he is Jimmy and Jey Uso's little brother. And dude, he is so good. You can just well put it on record right now, Dave, that I will bet you within the next 2 years, year and a half, he'll be on it. He'll be in NXT.
Yeah, I would think so. And what a great storyline gimmick they could have with the three of them, whether one or two of them turns on the other one, you know, as a heel or just making it as a faction. And I think they could have a lot of fun with this because he's got the look. He looks so much like his brothers in the ring. And why not? I mean, he's probably trained with them, done some training with, and his father. And I was just so impressed with him. I think he's a star in the making.
Oh, you know, and when I was talking to him after the show, I mean, and like I said, this guy, you're talking a guy that's, you know, basically wrestling royalty. I mean, you know, he comes from that whole line, how many generations down of when professional wrestlers?
Yeah, you start going down the lineage. You've got, you know, Rikishi is their father, and Rikishi is related to the Wild Samoans. And then, I mean, it just goes down and down and down. And then you've got that little offshoot branch there with The Rock and High Prince Rocky Maivia. I'll talk about this in just a little bit. There was also a little surprise because a local TV personality was there, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But he has ties to some really good wrestlers too. You didn't hear that part?
I must have not heard that part. Okay,
are you ready for me to talk about this?
Well, okay. So I'll give us the rundown. Oh, did you hear the rundown? No, no pun intended. Yeah. No pun intended. Okay. I didn't even know I did that. That was funny. So, they don't call him Big Buddha anymore because he's lost.
Well, he's lost a lot of weight, but they still do call him Big Buddha on Fox 13 out of Salt Lake City.
So Fox 13 out of Salt Lake City, he's is he on a morning personality or?
Yeah, he does. In the business, they call it like their stunt man. He's the guy that goes out and does all the remote broadcast where he tries all the different things. I mean, he'll get on horses, he'll get on roller skates, he'll go swimming, he'll try aerobics, you know, whatever needs to be done, and he's got a wonderful personality. He is a very, very funny man, but he's a big Samoan guy. I mean, he's an islander, and he's extremely talented. I have been a fan of his for years, and he was there. Do you know the tie-in about him now?
Okay, so he was also really funny too.
Yes, he actually got in the ring, and I don't know if you had been there, if you had just gotten there or what, but he announces that he was so excited to be there as part of Devotion that night because his uncle, a very famous professional wrestler, Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He said his father's sister was married to the Superfly, and that means that his cousin, Tamina, nobody's meaner than Tamina, is one of the women competitors in the WWE. So he's had that background and always liked professional wrestling himself. So he actually was goaded into getting into the ring as the main event by Big Vig and his terrible posse he had with him. And it was a fun way to end the evening.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you'll see, it would not surprise me one bit if you see Big Vig on Impact or something like that soon, too.
Oh, he needs to be.
He is so good.
And I had never heard him on the mic, but he does really good promos, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and dude, that guy, yeah, I mean, I don't even dare go talk to him after the because he's like, scares me, dude.
I went he's over and said hi to him.
He's probably a dang nice guy. I just went over to him
and said, dude, I said, I said, this is like my fifth time seeing him live in the ring, and he never disappoints. Never disappoints. I think he's an underused talent in the West right now, at least.
You know, and I think I was loving the Tombstone Jesus versus Josh Glade match.
Yeah. That was so much fun.
Just sheer entertainment right there. I mean, there wasn't a lot of, you know, moves. It was more storytelling. But you could tell that a guy like Tombstone was having. But those, I don't know what you'd call those. He went to all four corners of the ring and he did that. It was almost like a diamond cutter, but he would run up the ropes and spin around, and then
it's a variation of a bulldog.
Oh my gosh, that was good, dude.
Yeah, that and it was loud when they hit the ring. Oh, they're both big guys.
Yeah. And
right before the Devotion Wrestling Show, we have got the none other than the original, the Tombstoner himself, Tombstone Jesus. Man, it's so good to see you face to face.
I'll tell you something, brother. I'm so happy to see you in the flesh. Sasquatch Turkey, we got half feet, we got Mountain Metal Muscle shirts, we got Marathon Necklaces, and more importantly, we got the wrestling album right here. First time ever, 19 song CD, just for my wrestling.
All right.
17 of these, I think we're down to about 6.
Oh, wow.
But we're going to need to get you one.
I will, I'm going to give me one.
And the only thing I'm more excited about than this Mountain Metal merch. Josh Blade.
Get it.
So, you know, for me, this is just a countdown. Every minute's like tearing into me. But I know I get to get my hands on it pretty soon.
Yeah.
And,
it ain't going to be pretty.
No, I don't want it to be pretty. I don't. I want you to put some revenge, beat on his head. That's what I want.
Well, let me tell you, bro. I usually don't play that way, but this guy, I don't know what's higher, his IQ or how many personalities he has. But he wanted to go ahead and make it so I can't get this ball. Like, he can't. I've been told I can do whatever I want. You know, Josh Blade, you don't tie a man up with him and then go ahead and say, I'll let you do whatever you want next show. So, he's not a very smart guy. No. The elevator don't stop on all fours.
Ain't nothing to bend. Hey, how can our listeners get to know you on your YouTube channel?
Well, just subscribe to Tombstone Jesus on YouTube. Get your mountain metal fix. We got the quality. Yep, we got your wrestling.
I need one of those CDs, man.
Oh, yeah. I have one with your name on it.
All right. Good luck tonight and get out there and bust some head.
No luck needed.
All right.
Yeah, head to a break.
All right. Thank you, man.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
This is a Turnbuckle Trash.
Mountain Metal.
Tombstone Jesus.
Tombstone Minute.
Jesus Minute.
He comes out to that music and he says, Sasquatch, Bigfoot, Yeti.
Guys, if you're listening to us and you've never checked out Tombstone Jesus, his YouTube channel, there's comedy on there and the music. I really like the music because I think he told us the first interview we did with him, he was a cross between Lynyrd Skynyrd and
Pantera with
Skynyrd. It's a really gruff vocal, but it's very much roots type rock and roll. It's good stuff.
Oh, what a stud, dude.
Yeah.
Let's talk for a minute. We'll fast forward a little bit and then
we're kind of
bounced around here, but I guess that's okay.
Bounce
right?
around. Hey.
Let's bounce around. This is our show. We can do whatever we want.
That's right.
Okay, so the guy that comes out, the main event is, well, I guess it wasn't the main event, right? It was the DCW championship. It was the main event. Yeah. So this guy, his name's Marlon Bishop. And I was like, I told you, I said, this guy comes out and he is absolutely stacked.
Uh-huh.
Ripped from head to
toe. Ripped.
I mean, ripped. And I said, I thought it was Ezekiel Jackson for a second because he was so ripped.
And this guy is huge. He has one of the best looking beards I've ever seen in professional wrestling. It was so close to his face, but so full. It looked really good.
Yeah. Another one of those dudes that you know, I don't know where he's from, but I'm going to. We gotta reach out to him and get his story, because I was absolutely amazed when him and Sifa Fatu were going at it in the ring. That guy is an absolute powerhouse.
And you know, I did talk to him for a few minutes. I didn't get an interview with him. I did go over and shake his hand and talk to him. And you know, his persona in the ring was—he was a bad man, but he was so kind and so generous with taking a little time to talk to me, that I was just floored. I mean, honestly, he was a very much a gentleman. He does wrestle with Rocky Mountain Pro, And this guy is somebody to look out for. But yeah, we're gonna reach out and try to get this guy on with us because he is one of those people we're gonna have to be watching over the next couple of years.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know, I just gotta go off on a tangent for a second. Is that okay? I've been to you and I both have seen a lot of independents here in Utah. I'm not gonna say any names, okay? I've been to several, you've been to several. They weren't bad, but I think that this DCW is just awesome. It was so good. I think, you know, the stuff we've seen before, it was good wrestling. Okay, I mean the matches were good. I've seen a lot of rock solid matches, but I think what's really got me into this is following these wrestlers on Instagram, social media, and being able to keep up with the storylines of what's going on. And it's got me sucked in, dude. I love it. Like even, you know, I follow DCW on Instagram, and they have, and Facebook, and they have, you know, like a guy like Leo Wolf. You know, he's just recording with his cell phone, but I don't know where he's at. He's out west of Salt Lake, you can tell, somewhere out in the desert with these great big power lines over top of him. And he's like, you know, you can tell he's just like in his character. And he's like, you know, if you guys don't give me what I want, you know, I'm going to, you know, and it's just, I don't know why, but I think that's so cool.
Yeah. The crowd was really onto him. Well, his match, which was an excellent match, by the way. It was supposed to be a fatal four-way. That's where the heel change came. And I'm sorry, I can't remember the name of the other wrestler. And
Echo.
That's my bad.
Echo.
But Leo and this other wrestler.
It was Echo.
15 minutes by themselves as Tom Chad and Andrew Sowell were fighting in the back. And they put on, I think, technically – you know, just because it was so surprising to me, technically, if not the best, one of the best matches of the night, just between the two of them. It was awesome.
It was so good, dude. So good. It was awesome.
I tell you, one of the things that I was so impressed about when I was there waiting for you and your little boy to show up, I would see some of the guys that I had met in the past and including Martin Casaus, Marty the Moth. We're going to have an interview with him in a little bit, a little shorter little interview. And what – he didn't recognize me at first, but he recognized I was wearing my Lucha Underground T-shirt that I always wear. And he was waving at me while he was waiting in line to get into the event. He was there just as a spectator. I mean, he was waiting in line with everybody else. And then I would get to see Tombstone Jesus. I saw him for the very first time. He recognized me from Facebook post as soon as I walked in the door. Manny Lemons. He recognized me from Facebook post. We've talked to him, and then Andrew and Tom. Just seeing them, and they would come over and shake my hand, and we'd, you know, do the little hugs, and it was just one of those things that I thought was so nice, and I saw them reacting to everybody that way, mm-hmm. just talking and being as friendly, and it was a lot of fun.
So that makes me want to talk about something. If it's okay to shift gears a little bit,
okay, grind them. Grind them.
You told me to watch something on the WWE Network.
Right.
Let's talk about that for a minute. Table for Three.
Yeah, wasn't that good? Yeah.
Johnny Gargano, Ricochet, and Adam Cole, baby. So that's an interesting program. I've never watched that before. I think I'm going to catch some more of that.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. They have a lot of different shows. It's only 30 minutes, but they'll put three guys just at a dinner, and they're talking about their careers, their tie-ins. It's not as silly as like the ride-alongs can be, but this Table for Three, this time you had Gargano, Adam Cole, and Ricochet talking about the indies. That's what I thought it was so fun, man. You know, they're talking about independent wrestling.
And even the name drops. I'm surprised the WWE didn't bleep that out or something.
Oh, yeah.
I was really surprised at it, you know, when they were talking about. You know what I thought was interesting? How every single one of them guys had some sort of an extra or a little featurette or something on the WWE before they were even anybody. Johnny Gargano was talking about he was all excited. They're like, "Yeah, we're gonna fly you out here, and we're gonna, you know, you got to try out and this and that and that and this." And it was the wrong guy.
It was Xavier Woods who they thought they were bringing out for some reason. But the WWE stepped up to the plate and did use him. Mm-hmm. As like a, it was against MVP.
Yeah.
Remember he came out, he was supposed to be a champion from Liechtenstein. They had him in some kind of ridiculous outfit. And he got beat like in 3 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Squash match.
Yeah, it was hilarious though. You hear these guys talk about that.
I love the WWE, but I'm beginning more and more to enjoy, you know, I texted you today a thing about, you know, I've been getting really into, we've been talking a lot about, and I've been watching quite a bit of championship wrestling from Hollywood. And again, I watched championship wrestling from Hollywood like 2 years ago because you told me to check them out. And I was like, what is this trash? This is garbage. Like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. In the last couple years, they have improved so much. Their announcers are so good, and the talent on there. And I'm watching this match, and this guy comes out. His name's Sketch. And I was like, hey. I says, I've seen that guy. That guy, he wrestled in Salt Lake 2 months ago under the name Shaggy McLovin.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I thought it was so cool to see a guy that I've seen right here in Salt Lake. I don't know how big championship wrestling from Hollywood is, but it's fairly good sized independent league, I would say.
Yeah, they're affiliated with the United Wrestling Network, which has several different smaller promotions that sometimes they will share talent, like with championship wrestling from Arizona, or they might have a wrestling. I think there's a wrestling show out of Chicago that they're also involved with, and you know, it's just a way of kind of bringing in some talent from other places to. More times than not, I enjoy the matches. I really do.
This old Shaggy, he puts this guy up, and he's wrestling this Hispanic fellow that who is excellent. I mean, just absolutely excellent in the ring. Yeah. And they're going toe-to-toe. And he does this where he puts him up on his shoulders, and he, like, does this, like, a somersault with him on his shoulders and then slams him down. It's so hard to explain. And I was like, holy crap. I was like, that had to be hard to pull off, you know? He calls it the McTwist slam.
This is a Turnbuckle Trash.
Mountain Metal.
Tombstone Jesus.
Tombstone Jesus Minute.
We raise glasses to you. A toast to freedom. And we all know what we must do. To the top of the mountain. March with you.
me what you think about this whole independent thing that we've been on the discussion.
I got to tell you what I really do think about this. The independents over the years were not used very well, and I think in my conversation with Marty the Moth, Martin Casals, that we'll have in just a little bit, we'll kind of prove this out. Over the last few years, with All Elite Wrestling really getting that big push, New Japan also getting a big push, ROH, with Sinclair Broadcasting, but they're looking at going a little bit more with more TV stations. And then you had the success of Lucha Underground, but who knows if they're going to be coming back for another season. But it is that independent scene, the smaller wrestlers, the wrestling scene that is getting more attention from the mainstream now. You know, we're never going to take over from the WWE. I mean, the WWE is the WWE. They're the monsters. But it's the other guys that are starting to come build up a little bit. You know, you're getting Impact starting to get a little bit of legs now. ROH getting legs. Evolve is getting legs. We're talking about Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. And I'll tell you this, Devotion, I would not be surprised, and I have no inside information of this, but I would not be surprised to see Devotion putting out a 30-minute or a one-hour TV show on one of the local TV networks in Salt Lake City. And you're getting that in Texas. You're getting that in Colorado. More and more people are starting to see what professional wrestling is instead of what it isn't. And I love that. Because as professional wrestling is, once you know what it is, then you can say, oh, yeah, it's not this anymore. It's storytelling. It's athleticism. And it's just fun.
It just is, you know. And one thing I really liked about DCW, and I said this on last time I was giving a review of them, is, you know, there were several young kids in the audience.
Uh-huh.
And I thought it was so cool that, I mean, you know, we piss and moan about the PG era all the time, right?
Right.
But I guess I kind of can, as a father, I can see kind of why the WWE went that way. Because, you know, if they were dropping F-bombs and this and that, you know, at DCW, I couldn't take my kid to it.
Right.
You know, and I you go back and watch some of that old ECW stuff. There's no way I would have been able to take a 6-year-old to something like that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, when you got Bully Ray out there, mother effing this and mother effing that, and, you know, but ECW was an edgy product.
Right. But here you got some other product out there that's starting to catch on.
Yeah. I thought it was just awesome. And you know, one of the things that I think was the coolest thing in the world was after the show again, I see Tombstone, and he grabs my kid, hoists him up, gives him a high five, and he's like, you know, did you have a good time, little buddy? You know, and just and I mean, it was just like it was his own grandson or something. He just hoists my kid up there, and, you know, gives him a high five and poses for a picture, and I mean, I just was like, that is so cool to me.
And his friend John that was to the ring with him, that's a big dude.
John Baptiste, yeah, he's a big guy.
I mean, he's probably a 7-footer or more.
Oh, yeah, he's a big fella.
And just as nice as he could be, too. I was impressed at how gentlemanly and how polite these guys are. I don't know if that's part of their training, but they were polite. I mean, they were genuinely happy to talk to you, and you know, at least to me, they looked like they were happy, and I just thought it was a heck of a lot of fun. Now, one thing I also want to tell people, I'm trying to set up right now to talk to a lady wrestler named Marty Daniels, and we've seen her before, And if I'm not mistaken, she's had a tryout with WWE at Full Sail. So I'm trying to set that up, and hopefully we'll get that. I talked to her a little bit on Saturday night. I could see that she going, yeah, right, you have a podcast, uh-huh, you know. And if I was a good-looking woman like that and see a big old fat old man like me coming up, I'd say, yeah, right, too. But I sent her a message and told her who we'd had on the podcast with us, and hopefully I can get that set up. Marty, please get back in touch with me. So,
that's cool.
Andrew or Tom, please, they're friends. Marty, please get back in touch with them. But, yeah, it was a blast. It was just a blast.
Well, that's neat. You know, the whole night was just a lot of fun. And you know, and that's what I love about our podcast is that we excuse me, we're not just a WWE. We're not just an Impact. We're not just a, you know, I've listened to several podcasts over the course of my many years. And I recall one in particular. It's three guys, and all they do is sit around and piss and moan about Raw and piss and moan about the WWE and how if they were in charge of bookings, they would do this and they would do this, and this was a stupid move. And you know, and I guess we do that occasionally, but I love the fact that we have such a broad horizons of things that we talk about and cover.
Right. If you're complaining all the time about what somebody does, it gets old. I mean, give them praise. I think when you talked about watching championship wrestling from Hollywood, you gave the props to the announcers. If you're watching a TV product, the announcer, or whether you're watching a you know, somebody live or a pay-per-view, the announcer can add or detract so much from what's going on in the ring. That's a talent. And, you know, I don't know if I could do it. And I've announced sporting events my entire career, basketball, football, baseball, softball. I've even done rodeo, and I know jack about rodeo. But, you know, if that you can add to it or you can be a distraction as an announcer. And even though we talk about Michael Cole sometimes Michael Cole is put into a bad situation because he's got, you know, and I love the guy to death, but he's got Booker T, and all Booker T would say was, oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes it wouldn't add very much to it. But I liked when you talked about that because a TV show or something, an event can make it or break it. Because of one of those little elements doesn't quite work,
mm-hmm.
announcing the card. And Devotion had a little problem with their sound system the other night. That got a little aggravating a little
mm-hmm.
bit.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to work on it. I know they're going to work on it. So
it was, you know, all in all, it was a great night to be a wrestling fan. To the people that were there, the lady that sat next to us, she complimented me, and this is the second time that at a wrestling event that I've got complimented on my kid.
Uh-huh.
You know, the last time we went up there in December, I sat by a lady who was just as I wish I knew who she was. The MK Bandit was giving her a lot of stress, so it must have been a friend of his because he was uh-huh. yelling at her when he was in the ring and stuff. Funny, but and she says, "You have such a sweet boy who I could tell he had so much fun."
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that's, you know, that's cool.
Yeah.
I just thought it was cool.
And I know Jackson had a really good time throughout the night. He'd look over at me and he'd just have this big old smile on him. And when Manny Lemons threw a lemon and you caught it and gave it to your boy, oh boy, was he happy.
Yeah, he, and you know, again, that was so cool after the event. Manny Lemons, I was walking right past him. He stops and gives my kid a high five and says, "Thank you so much for coming up again." He says, "I know that it's a long drive for you." And he says, "That means a lot to me."
Well, that was nice of him.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I was like, that's so cool. You know, another thing that was cool was, you know, DCW has been – they've been selling out every weekend. And I was like – and we talked about this. I said, dude, what are we going to do if we don't get down there at time? We're not going to get a seat. And I messaged Manny said something on their Facebook page, and it wasn't all but – but 30 seconds later, Manny messaged me and said, I'll save three tickets for you. He says – I says, well, do I need to pay for them? Do I need to do anything? And he's like, oh, no. They'll just be sitting there ready for you. Just take care of it when you get here.
And they were.
So cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just thought it was cool.
You know, we were talking about announcers just a second ago, and I'm going to be talking to Marty the Moth in just a little bit. But we talk a little bit about Vampiro. Have you heard the news about Vampiro?
Tell me about Vampiro.
Vampiro recently announced that he's in the early stages of Alzheimer's.
Oh, my.
Who knows? I mean, he's fairly young. I think he's in his 50s, maybe in his early 60s. I'm not 100% sure. But what a devastating disease that is. My own sister has that. And so we wish him the best. And I mean, Marty's going down to meet with him about a TV product. So he's still trying to work through it as long as he can.
Wow. I had no idea.
Yeah. And wow. I talked to Marty a little bit about it, and we'll have that coming up in the interview in just a little bit. So Vamp, when he was with WCW, had a great little feud with Sting. And, you know, just all the best, my man, just all the best. I just wanted to get that in there.
Well, so. Was it Pentagon that he was?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Pentagon, my gosh.
They were calling Pentagon Jr. and then called him Pentagon Dark when they did that match with him. And, oh, man, it was just bloody. It was nasty.
Oh, yeah, that was so violent. And here's Vampiro out there taking headshots with light bulbs. No wonder why he's got – poor guy. Uh-huh. No wonder why he's got issues.
Well, he's football. And by the way, I just looked it up. Vamp was born in 1967, so he's a young man.
Wow.
You know, 52, I think it is. And, you know, he's a young man to be getting Alzheimer's at this age. But hopefully – and my sister wasn't much older than that when she contracted the disease. But it's got to be devastating for friends and family, but hopefully he's getting the treatment. It won't be as bad as sometimes Alzheimer's can get. So just wanted to throw that in there. I didn't know if you knew that or not.
Oh, well, thanks for sharing that, Dave. Gosh. You know, I had an uncle that passed away from Alzheimer's, and I'll tell you, it's not a very pleasant thing to watch.
No, it's not at all. And I just recently got some bad news about my sister and the development of her Alzheimer's. So, and not to get too maudlin about it, but, you know, real life does hit everybody. I mean, everybody has something going on in their lives that is very difficult to deal with. And Vamp, you know, all the best, really. No kidding there, so.
Just before the devotion show, and man, I see an old friend of ours from Turnbuckle Trash, Martin Casals, Marty the Moth Martinez. What's going on, Martin?
A lot. Things have been fantastic. How you been, my friend?
Great. You know, since last you and I talked, you were the Lucha Underground champion. I see that you perform all over the country. What's coming up for Martin Casals?
Well, next weekend, I believe it's on Friday, I'll be in Tulsa, Oklahoma for Compound Wrestling. Saturday, I'm going to be in Los Angeles for Maverick Pro Wrestling. The weekend after that, I will be – there's another show. But then there's another show that's a TV show that's coming out that I'm excited about, but I have no details that I can tell you about. All I know is there's something exciting coming up involving Vampiro, and I'm very excited about it. And keep Lucha in mind with Vampiro. And it's going to be something fun. I'm excited for it.
How is his health doing?
I couldn't tell. It seemed great. It seemed great the last time I talked to him.
So yeah, he does such a great job on the commentary, and plus getting in the ring with you guys at his age, that's awesome. So you said the next 5 years are going to be exciting for pro wrestling.
Absolutely.
I know you can't tell us anything, but you have some inside knowledge, huh?
Yeah, well, everyone can see it. It's just AEW's coming out. There's this new TV show coming out that's coming out that I can't say anything about. Wrestling's becoming more mainstream, and in the next 5 years, I think we're going to see the next rise of professional wrestling industry.
Okay, Marty, you got some exciting things going on personally. How can they contact you or see what you're doing?
Well, they can always contact me at martincasals.com.
They can get me at Martin Casals on all social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Or if they're gamers, I'm a huge nerd. I am. I'm a dork. I love video games. I play PlayStation. So if people want to play video games with me, they can go on my Twitch channel at twitch.tv/MartinTheMothCasals and play video games with me. So it'll be fun. Just come play games. Let's play.
I saw that on your Facebook page that you were kind of taking it easy. You say, hey, come on, let's play some games together. That's pretty cool, man.
When you got some stuff messed up in your body, you might as well play some games, right?
That's true, and my whole body's messed up.
Wrestling does that to you.
Yeah, right. Okay.
I'm excited. You're a great performer, Martin. I've enjoyed you throughout the years. Thanks for joining us on Turnbuckle Trash.
Thanks for having me, bud.
Okay, thank you, man.
It's time to take out the trash
on Turnbuckle Trash.
You know, I think, is this going to sound rude of me? I'm on such an independent high right now. I think we should leave it there. I really do.
I can do that.
And we can pick up WWE anytime because you know what? The WWE is still going to be there. After all these promotions live, breathe, and maybe even some of them die out, the WWE will always be there. It will always be something to talk about. But how often are we going to be able to talk about frickin' CW.
They're doing an event in June. It's on June my wife's 15th. Birthday. Yeah, June 15th, my wife's birthday, so I can't be there this time. And I think it's this weekend. No, I think it's next weekend also. UCW Zero in Salt Lake's having an event. So there's plenty of ways for you to see independent wrestling. YouTube channels. You can also check the Fight TV Network is an excellent source to be able to catch up with these. And then, of course, at the end of the month, not only do we have another big independent promotion going on, all Elite Wrestling with Double or Nothing, our friend Tom is going down to it.
Well, you're going to have to get with Tom on that.
Oh, I already told him he's going to have to talk to me about it on the podcast. And did you notice Tom having a great time the other night right across the ring?
Yeah, good. Yeah, he was really... And you know who we need to get back on the show is Trent Hunsaker. Trent was a part of the pod when you first started but I'd really like to know how he's got he's doing a lot with video. He owns a company called Death Ray Media, and he's doing a lot of videoing and taking photographs and stills of these DCW matches, and I think it would be really neat to talk to him from that perspective of being right up there with the action and trying to catch these moments, and literally these moments that they were in this picture form. You think about this, Dave, they'll essentially last forever. You know, and some of these guys that are in the ring, they don't get to see from our perspective of what's going on. And so it's probably a pretty cool thing to go back and look through pictures and video of, you know, when you see somebody take a chair shot or something like that. And it's pretty cool, I think.
Yeah. So, yeah, well, I'll work on getting Trent on with us. I'm sure he will. He's a good friend. I hadn't seen Trent in probably a year and a half physically. I've, you know, Facebook with him. I ran into him one time. At this time, he comes up to me, and I was expecting that bro hug. You know, you shake and you put your one arm. And he looked at me, and he quoted one of my favorite movies, Tommy Boy. And he says, brothers don't just shake hands. Brothers got a hug. So we hugged it out. He's such a great guy and a very talented
man. A lot of wrestling knowledge behind that guy too, man.
Yeah. So we'll get him on here. I promise. I'll get in touch with him. We'll get him on in one of our next couple of podcasts. Also, I want to do a thing with you and Chris. We'll just kind of talk about it. I want people to start thinking about wrestlers who are not in the Hall of Fame that really need to be. And I think one of the big debates is going to be Mr. Chris Benoit. There's a lot of talk about people wanting Chris Benoit, not just Chris on the mat, but other wrestlers and other fans talking about Chris Benoit. And I know it's controversial, and we'll get into that. I don't want to get into it right now, but I think we'll discuss wrestlers that need to be in the Hall of Fame that aren't right now. So I think that'll be a fun discussion in the future.
I really think that the independence is something to be had right now. I think it's just great.
You know, anybody, if you want us checking out an independent wrestling, maybe they have a YouTube channel or some wrestling that you enjoy watching, let us know so we can catch up with it. I mean, I've been watching Major League Wrestling, and I love it. I want to catch some Evolve Wrestling. I have only seen one event from Evolve, but I'm going to be trying more and more to catch some of these other smaller venues and stuff, and we'll talk about that in a lot of upcoming professional wrestling Turnbuckle Trash podcasts.
And FSW out of Vegas, they put on an excellent product, too.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
Just lots of cool stuff out there, man. You don't have to be just a WWE fan.
Well, how about that for a wrap-up?
Thanks, Dave.
Hey, thank you. It was a blast the other night and Saturday night.
So much fun.
To see, yeah, with you and your boy. And your son is such a nice young man. I mean, what is he, five now?
Or six.
Six? I'm feeling really old.
Yeah, he's a little stinker pot. He's yelling at Big Vig.
Yeah. Yeah, he was yelling words that you were putting in his mouth.
I would never do that.
And some of them weren't that nice. So but it's always a lot of fun when we get together to talk about professional wrestling. So thank you for your friendship, my man. I know you got some big changes coming up in your professional life, and I want to congratulate you that too. So
thanks, Dave. Sure appreciate you. And as always, just keep on keeping on.
We can do that. Thank you, man.